Now, Acorn's program is looking for 50 female entrepreneurs. The last 48 participants of the Acorn 7 program. So their turnover increased from 1.5 million in October 2021 to 3.1 million by April of 2022. Something clearly is working and going really well. So to find out more and dig a little bit deeper, I'm going to be joined by the founder of the program, Paula Fitzsimons. A very good evening, Paula. How are you?
Extremely good and in great form. And it's really good of you to put a focus on this topic and on female entrepreneurs in the Midlands.
Well, in fairness to you, Paula, it's easy to put a focus on it when you see figures like that as well. Give people just a reintroduction to the Acorns programme and tell us what makes it so successful.
Okay, well, just to tell you about it, first of all, it's for early stage female entrepreneurs in rural Ireland. So the entire Midlands area would qualify. Anyone with an early stage, a woman with an early stage business or less than 2.5-3 years revenue would qualify. Any sector, no problem about that at all. And how it works is, first of all, it's about entrepreneurs supporting each other. So what you have is 8 entrepreneurs approximately who are at an early stage but there's no competitors, and they meet together around a table with a volunteer, what we call a lead entrepreneur. And the idea that we call her a lead entrepreneur and not a mentor, if you like, is that you're not telling them anything, but she has walked down the road that they are going on. She's just a little more ahead of them. She's successful in herself. So the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine has backed Acorns for the last 8 years. So therefore, we're able to offer it to people at no cost to them.
And some of those mentors, even locally, like just looking at the list there, like of Alison Ritchie from Polar Rice and Dr. Anne Cusick, formerly of Critical Health as well. You've got some seriously strong business people on the team.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea. The whole idea is that you have a lead entrepreneur who's a very successful businesswoman who also has grown the business in rural Ireland, because it's quite different to grow a business in rural Ireland than it is if you're sitting in the middle of Dublin or the middle of Cork. You have issues that are common to anyone starting a business, but you have additional issues if you're in a more rural location. But they have grown successful businesses, and what they're prepared to do is to share their knowledge, their experience and their insights, and encourage the participants to share with each other. And that works extremely well.
So to find out a little bit more about how it works, and Paula, I'll come back to you shortly as well to find out how people can go, because I know you're looking for another 50 potential female entrepreneurs to join that programme as well. But one entrepreneur that has been to the programme recently is Niamh Dooley. And you would have first met Niamh on Taking Care of Business back in October of 2021. She was in the studio here with me, with her brother Rory, and their company, BSOL, hadn't been long formed, but they're already achieving great things in terms of, you know, if you look at their tagline on their website, BSOL.ie, it says that we maximise nutrition and minimise food waste. Niamh, I suppose briefly, give people a reintroduction into BSOL and the products that you produce.
Hi, Ronan. Thanks a million for having me on again. It's been a quick 6 months. But yeah, what we do at BSOL is we collect brewer spent grain, the largest byproduct of the brewing industry, and then we turn it back into food products that have a lovely, great taste and malt flavour, and they're also really high in fibre. So what we like to say is better for you and better for the planet. So we have a range of products that we sell directly to artisan bakeries and fine dining restaurants, and that's one part of the business, selling our products as ingredients. And then the other side of the business that has really kind of accelerated in the last few months is our retail products that we launched in February. So we have 2 separate ranges, BSOL grains, which we have super mill grains, they're kind of a digestive health product stocked in health food stores. And then we've recently launched 2 more in that range. One that's a kind of breakfast topper, it's really high in protein and fibre, the lovely malt flavour, and people are adding it into their porridge or their smoothies. And then we've another one that's aimed at bakers for adding the grains directly into bread. And then we've our bacon mixed grains, there's 4 SKUs in that, and they're across retail shops now, and all our stock are online on our website.
Well, it certainly has been a busy time since October last year, that's for sure. I think anybody that heard you that night would not be surprised by that at all. But when did you partake in the Acorns programme, Niamh?
Yeah, so I suppose I was selected then for the programme, I think about a month after we spoke the last time on the radio. So I was delighted, absolutely delighted to be chosen. So started in November and finished up there in April. So yeah, it was a very quick 6 months with everything going on, juggling the business, but also tying in the program. But it absolutely works, especially how it's ran. We did a blend of in person and Zoom because COVID was still around at the time, but it worked very well because everyone has a busy schedule, so we got to meet on Zoom. But then the best thing about the program was meeting females that are in a similar position as yourself. Can be lonely at times starting a business, and then obviously in rural Ireland, it's harder to meet entrepreneurs, and then with COVID on top of it, like, it was a bit of a lonely time. But Acorns definitely was a saving grace and a really great community to be involved with now.
As Paula mentioned, it brings together a diverse range of female business people. You brought something different to the table as well. Was that something that kind of stood out with you from it? And what did that bring, having that diversity of people in the room?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was, like, our business is a bit different, but in the room together, we all had different businesses from each other, which was great. That there wasn't any real direct competition, but even though the businesses were different, we were all running into similar problems, and that was the great thing about the lead, as Paula mentioned. You know, she has walked down that path in front of you, so she herself has, you know, come into those similar problems as well. So it was a lovely kind of round, open discussion, conversations that we had. There was tears some days. There was a lot of laughs in between. So
that's important too, because. Can I ask you, was there anything on it that really kind of you went, wow, why was I not doing that? Or how did I miss that? Was there anything that really jumped out at you as being like, you know, that is something that I need to adopt in my business or even in my own personal approach to business?
I think the main thing for me was just how I grew as a female entrepreneur. I think anyone that was on my group could say I walked into the room very nervous and maybe not confident in myself and what we were trying to do.
And I suppose,
another call coming in there.
The beauty of technology.
Yeah, no, I think my confidence is the main thing that the program helped me on, and like completely different mindset as well after the 6 months. So that was down to all the women kind of supporting women and encouragement. And then I suppose we learned a lot of kind of trying to figure out the work-life balance as well, because it's very easy to burn out as a startup. And, you know, if you are running it on your own, I'm lucky enough to have Rory as well, but a lot of the women are doing it all themselves. So kind of being mindful to take breaks and look after yourself as well.
Well, so it's certainly a lot of benefits from it. Briefly, Niamh, what's in store for BSL over the next 12 or 18 months?
Plenty. I suppose, yeah, we're just trying to launch our products nationwide, and we've got a good start in that this year. So there's also a healthy NPD, or new product development pipeline. So don't be surprised if there's another product maybe coming out by the end of the year or early next year. And it'll be something different. We're very excited about it.
I won't be surprised. I'll actually expect that, because I won't expect any less from you as well. Niamh, look at it. It is a fantastic story. If anybody hasn't come across BSL yet, check them out, bsl.ie, or you'll get them across all social media channels. Niamh, thank you so much for that. Paula, I'm going to come back to you as well. You're looking for 50 female entrepreneurs to kind of walk in the shoes that so many have done, to follow people like Niamh Dooley and engage in the Acorns programme. Now, it's quite competitive too, so it's not just to fill in a form and get into it, but how can people go about applying for Acorns?
Okay, well, the first thing is, if you don't apply, you certainly won't get in, okay? So it's quite easy to get your name in the hat. So first of all, go on the website, acorns.ie, and register your interest. we'll get an application link to you immediately, right? So that you can then fill out your application form. It has to be completed by the 23rd of September, midnight the 23rd of September. I just say to people, don't say, oh, should I leave it? I'll do it near the time. Because kids going back to school, other things happening, before you know it, you've run out of time. And every year we have people who say, oh, you know, I meant to apply, I'm only a day late, does it matter? It matters, and you're too late. But the application process itself is very straightforward. Basically, we're not going to interview you. We're not asking you to do a pitch. We just want to know, where are you now? At what stage have you developed the business? Where would you like to be in 3 years? What are your challenges? How can we help you? What would success look like? That's the sort of things we're asking you for. And then the lead entrepreneurs are central to pick who they take on the round table. Now, interestingly, when Niamh was talking to you there, she was talking about no competitors, but it was in round the table, but there's different skills. So you might have someone with a marketing background, someone with a finance background. Niamh is a food scientist. All different backgrounds and skills around that table. So they're definitely bigger than the sum of their parts. The other thing, I think I was very interested to actually see that she mentioned confidence, because we would say that people grow not only in terms of their business, and you talked about revenue growth, there's employment growth, there's more exporters, but we see them grow in confidence. We see greater motivation, and we see that people feel nearer to their growth ambitions. I mean, you can hear that Niamh is on a roll, and, you know, the good thing about Acorns is that she will now be supported as a successful past participant moving into the community. So we have 200 people, I was going to say odd people, but they're not a bit odd at all. We'd have 200 plus people that we have in our community and we continue to support.
And fantastic. And I say, those figures that were just released there recently, you know, back that up as well, that the 48 participants from Acorn 7 alone saw their turnover increase from 1.5 million euros in October last year to 3.1 million by April 2022. So the figures are there. Paula, thank you so much again. And again, well done on creating the programme. You know, again, it's been highly successful. The proof is in the pudding there with so many local female entrepreneurs and now leads who are part of the programme. And indeed, thank you to Niamh Dooley as well from Be Us All, for, you know, just giving her experience of Acorns as well and for filling us in on that fabulous story that is Be Us All there. Thank you both for coming on this evening.
Thanks, Ronan. We really appreciate it.
So there you go. If you are a budding female entrepreneur and you reckon you could, you know, use that support and become part of that illustrious team that's there, what are you waiting for? As Paula says, don't put it off. Don't sit waiting till next week, the week after, to make that application. Look up Acorns, lodge your application, and who knows, you could be on that journey like so many other successful female entrepreneurs.